Taking turns is the right thing to do, whether you're a little bear or a kid like you. Which implies that you're a kid, because he says whether you're a little bear or a kid like you, but taking turns, whether you're a little bear, whether one is a little bear or a kid like you, probably would have been more like, not even grammatically correct, just like intentionally correct, but it makes, you know, whatever, we're not here to pick nits, okay? See you on the other side. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and before we jump into today's episode, I've got a little housekeeping to do. Because it's the end of the year, because it is the holiday season, as we say, this episode, by the way, not a holiday episode, but in this case, I'm turning it into one, because this is about gift giving, and it's also specific to the book we're discussing today. That's right. Today's book touches on a subject that I am highly uncomfortable with, and as such, I am going to be presenting a list, a cornucopia of places you can donate to help offset some of the weird, gross feelings that I feel discussing this book. It's not Mike Berenstain's fault. It's nobody's fault except one person, and she knows who she is. So in response to today's book, I have made some donations, and I am going to include a list of donations to places such as the Trans Lifeline, the Classic Trevor Project, the Classic Human Rights Campaign. However you feel about it, the Human Rights Campaign is there. They're doing some work. TYEF. The Trans Youth Equality Foundation. You may want to consider giving to Queer Prom MT. There's also Empower Montana. There is the Western Montana LGBTQ Plus Community Center. And finally, from Montana, the Montana Family Center. We also have Mermaids, which is a UK resource, which is very relevant considering the whole reason I'm doing this. Then we have Reclaim. I love Reclaim. It is a local, so these are some Minnesota organizations. Reclaim is a local mental health organization that's mission is to increase access to mental health care for queer and trans youth. We have the Minnesota Trans and Intersex Resource Network. We have Transforming Families. We have Tigers, a transgender, intersex, gender-expansive, revolutionary resources and services group. Tigers also offers a resource, a free, massive resource directory. I'll have links to all this available in the show notes. And finally, if you are in Atlanta, take a look into Lost and Found Youth, which whose mission is to find safety and shelter for LGBTQ plus youth. They're doing fantastic work, recommended by one of my friends. I've made donations to many of these organizations. I will be providing links in the bio to, or links in my show notes to all of these organizations. And feel free to give. It's the end of the year. It's a time to give. And these are organizations that could really use some financial support. Or if you need support, these are some great places to go to, some great places to start. Trans Lifeline, in general, is just a great first step. So give if you can. Use the resources if you need them. Please do. Thank you so much for listening to this long spiel. And now, on to the book and why I'm covering it and all this in the first place. This week's book is The Berenstain Bears Take Turns. Do they take turns giving to trans and LGBTQIA plus organizations? Unfortunately, no. This has nothing to do with that specifically, but you will see why. Well, I'm just going to get to it right off the bat. This book deals explicitly with Harry Potter, a classic children's book series, much loved by several generations, turned into a series of very successful films, a very successful play, both in London and on Broadway, will be being remade for streaming very soon, and is a cultural icon, a known quantity, a IP that just continues to pump out successes. And that was written, and it continues to be run by a virulently anti-trans author whose outlooks are so heinous and monstrous, I can't even begin to express the bile I feel whenever I hear her name mentioned. What puts her above and atop many other hateful artists out there is the fact that she has quite a large platform and is actually working to hurt people. So that's why I began this episode with places to give. Could I have avoided discussing Harry Potter in this episode? Absolutely not. It plays kind of a big role in the story, strangely enough. Normally, I delight in these kind of things, these little flights of fancy that the Berenstain Bears take place in. But this one just makes me cringe. It just makes me grr. And I am not blaming anyone for this. These are my personal feelings, my responses to the way the world is at the time. But this is my show. I'm allowed to do whatever I want. So, Deep in Bear Country says support trans youth. Deep in Bear Country says trans people should have all the rights as everybody else. Gender is a construct. In any case, the Berenstain Bears take turns by Mike Berenstain. Let's get into it, because what is this book even about? Sister Bear, Honey Bear are great. They love each other very much. We start off seeing them playing a little ball, little b-ball, shooting up some b-ball outside of the house. Brother's pitching, sister's batting, Honey Bear's catching. One thing you're going to notice in this book is that Honey Bear is very active. This is very much a Honey Bear story. She has lines, she has attitude, she has opinions. She is kind of the bad girl of the neighborhood, I guess, now. Like, as we go along, we're seeing more and more personality traits come into Honey Bear. She's a little more defiant. She's got that third kid thing going on, and we're seeing it in full force in this book. So, the Bear Cubs love to play a little game called Bearopoly. What is Bearopoly? It is Monopoly. That's all it is. But we get to see this game laid out beautifully by Mike. Bearopoly looks a lot like Monopoly. I'd say the board is probably five times bigger than an actual Monopoly board, or the Cubs are much smaller than an actual children. It's a big board, Bearopoly. It looks a lot like the Monopoly board. It doesn't have Boardwalk, of course. It has Bear Walk. Doesn't have the Reading Railroad. It has Bear Country Railroad, of course. Still got luxury taxes. Got Grizzly Avenue. We got, say, St. Ursula Place. Yes. I don't know. That's really all I got to say. They, Mike took Monopoly and turned it into a bunch of bear references. But it talks about how they're a good team when they play Bearopoly. And even though that's not what you're supposed to do when you play Monopoly. But Sister's the banker because she's good at math. Honey is a great because she's a builder. She's a good builder. She built lots of houses and hotels. And Brother just tries to buy up real estate, I guess because he's a capitalist. I guess that's what's going on, a monopolist. I don't know. But Honey usually wins. Honey usually wins, which is strange because I don't know any little child who's ever won a Monopoly. But she likes to build lots of houses and hotels. She understands that the secret, my friends, is land, land, land. But the biggest thing they do, the thing they most love to do, is play pretend games. They play pretend like they're Robin Hood. They play pretend like they are Peter Pan and the Lost Bears. Or that they are the lovable characters from everyone's favorite IP and movie series, from everyone's favorite themity park, Barry Potter. Now, we've heard of Barry Potter already. Mike has made reference to Barry Potter, but now we're getting into it. But let's go back. Let's look at the other intellectual properties here for a second. First, we have Robin Hood. We see Brother Bear dressed as Robin Hood. He has a little hat and a little bow. We see Sister dressed as, I guess, Little John. She's holding a bow staff. And she has a pot on her head and a cape. I don't know what character that's supposed to be. Honestly, I don't. That doesn't look like any. Is there a character in Robin Hood who wears a pot on their head? I don't know. Honey Bear also wears a pot and has a bow staff. Don't know what she's doing. Underneath that, we have. This confused me a lot because it's Brother dressed as Peter Pan, I guess, or Sister. You can't really tell who at this point. Peter Pan hat, Peter Pan tunic, playing a pan flute, which is interesting, going a little deeper into the history of the Pan character. But then Honey and the other cub flanking Peter are dressed as a mouse and a rabbit, which I was like, is this the Nutcracker? I don't know what's going on. Now I'm like, oh, it's that, like, in Disney's Peter Pan, the Lost Boys, or in this case, the Lost Bears, not the Lost Cubs, by the way, maybe so you don't confuse them with the Little Lost Cub. In Disney's Peter Pan, the Lost Boys, who are traditionally dressed in like sort of animal costumes, are dressed just in animal onesies, which I have always found just a little on the nose. Like, I don't think they actually had just onesies, but that's what the Cubs in this are wearing. And then we have Barry Potter, which is represented by the Cubs wearing, looks like, makeshift school robes and scarves and waving wands. So, all right, that's Barry Potter. So they have fun with the games. They like playing these games. They really get into the roles here, but there's a problem. Brother likes to be the hero because he's super sensitive. And that's what it says. Brother usually wanted to be the brave and sensitive hero. Sister usually wanted to be the beautiful and brave princess, which means that Honey is usually left with the role of the villain. That's right. The Sheriff of Notting Bear, Captain Hook, or Lord Grizzlymort. I want to take a look at these pictures. So we have Brother playing the hero. He just has a pot on his head. I don't know what it is with pots on the head. He has a pot on his head. He's holding a green flag, which I guess means hero. Sister's wearing one of them princess hats, the pointy princess hat, with a little thing, like a little scarf coming off the top, and she's holding a bow. Because she's a brave, I guess. And then we have Honey dressed as these various villains. Sheriff of Notting Bear wearing a long coat. Has a gold star hanging around her neck that says sheriff. And is wearing what looks to be a metal colander on her head. I don't know how that makes her a sheriff of Notting Bear or Nottingham. Like, first of all, I don't think the Sheriff of Nottingham actually wore a sheriff star. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think that was a thing back in the day. But regardless, she's dressed that way. Captain Hook. Interesting thing about Captain Hook. Not a pun, not making a name, like a fun name on it. I guess you can't do anything with Captain. You can't do anything with Hook. So you get rid of one, you get rid of the other, you've lost the character entirely. So also, Honey has a big fake mustache on. She's wearing a pirate hat and a pirate coat. No Hook, though. No Hook. So maybe Hook means something else in Bear World. I don't know. But then we have Lord Grizzlymort. This one confused me for a second. She's wearing a long black robe. She's holding a wand. She's making a face, but there's something going on with her face, and it took me a long time to figure out what it is. There's like a bar on her nose, and I couldn't tell what was happening. I'll get to it in a second, but just look at the image. If you're watching on YouTube, look at the image. She's got a bar on her nose. Think about that. Think about that. But then Honey gets fed up with being the villain. And she puts her little foot down. That's what it says. So Brother wants to play Robin Hood. He wants to be Robin Hood. Sister wants to be made Berrien. But Honey doesn't want to be the Sheriff of Notting Bear anymore. She don't want to be the bad guy is what it says. Nope, don't want to be the bad guy. And Brother and Sister get annoyed. They're like, you're always the bad guy. She's like, I don't want to be the bad guy. So then they're stuck. Then we're stuck. Brother's like, fine, you can be made Berrien. And Sister's like, I don't want to be the bad guy. And Brother's like, I don't want to be the bad guy. And Honey's like, I don't want to be the bad guy. And Brother's like, fine, I'll be the bad guy. I'll be the Sheriff of Notting Bear. So they play, and he's the Sheriff of Notting Bear. And he has a great time, which is interesting. Because, first of all, why wouldn't you want to be the villain? These are the best characters in the stories. Second, he has fun doing it. I don't understand what's so bad about being the villain. This, however, says that he doesn't like it because eventually he has to lose. And I'm like, but you're going to be playing this again the next day. It's not like this is the end. You're not making a movie. This is. Plus, a lot of great actors have played villains in The Sheriff of Nottingham. Like, that's like we have Alan Rickman. Speaking of, you're such big Barry Potter fans. Classic Sheriff of Nottingham. In the end, he has to lose to this big sword fight and give in to Robin Hood and Maid Marian. Berrien, sorry. The next day, they want to play Peter Pan, and again, Honey Bear puts her foot down. She doesn't want to be Captain Hook. I don't want to be the bad guy. So now she's being even more stubborn, and they start getting into a fight, and Mama and Papa are downstairs. Mama is making a face like Oscar the Grouch. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. She has the angriest eyebrows. Her eyes are like super half-lidded, but her eyebrows are super angry. She looks almost like a Romulan. Papa is drinking a cup of tea. Oh, I guess it's coffee. He's drinking a small cup of coffee, daintily drinking it. He has his pinky sticking out and everything. It's a very strange drawing, but he says, like, I wonder what all that commotion is coming from the family room. She's like, I don't know. It sounds like the Cubs. At no point... in this story, do Mama and Papa actually seem interested in what's going on? And if you think I'm lying, just listen. So, I don't know. It sounds like the Cubs. And Mama says this with an angry... it's like, ugh. She's trying to read the paper on her face. Mama and Papa investigated. So they find the Cubs yelling at each other, waving their arms, and Honey just like standing there stubbornly. Papa tries to yell over them. What's going on? Finally, Mama puts her fingers in her mouth, and that classic Berenstain Bears face. She puts her fingers in her mouth and tweets really loud at them, and that whistle thing that I can't do. I can't do it at all. This is not the first book where a Berenstain Bear character has been drawn blowing that kind of whistle. It's weird and strange. Her eyes go crossed. Her fingers are in a weird place. Her teeth are doing something strange. I hate it. I love it so much. She blows a whistle. She blows the whistle. The Cubs stop yelling. This is amazing. This part's amazing. Remember, this book is called The Berenstain Bears Learn to Share. Learn to Share? I think it's Learn to Share, right? Take turns. Sorry. The Berenstain Bears Take Turns. It's called Take Turns. And we're most of the way through this book. Okay, we're most of the way through this book. And we haven't gotten to that yet. So obviously there's going to be a big lesson learned somehow. The parents are going to do something that's really going to teach turn-taking to these kids. Berenstain Bears Take Turns. What's going on? Parents are like, what is going on? The Cubs explain what's happening. Like, it says, all it says is, all the Cubs started talking at once. Papa and Mama got it right away. Here's the conversation. Hasn't anyone heard of something called taking turns? Asked Papa. The Cubs were embarrassed. Of course they'd heard of taking turns. It just hadn't occurred to them. I think you'll find a little turn taking will solve your problem quite nicely, said Mama, as they went back to their coffee. And it did. That's it. And at no point do Mama and Papa look invested in this. I love that it's drawn and written in such a way that it's like, just shut up. It's just Mama and Papa, like, in the other room, just like, just stop. Stop arguing. Stop arguing. So they come in. Hey, ever hear of taking turns? Which is funny because that's kind of what they already started doing. You ever hear of taking turns? Yeah. Then do it. That's the lesson in the book. That's it. That's all that it's addressed. They start taking turns playing different roles. It prevents squabbles. Actually, it's more fun because it's not as boring. Final page in the book. Final two pages in the book. We see Brother Bear with a pair of glasses on pointing his wand. We see Honey Bear pointing a wand. And Sister Bear wearing the Lord Grizzlymort costume. Now, this is where I figured out what it is that the weird bar on her face is supposed to be. It's to describe it for those of you listening along at home, it's like a piece of paper or a wood shaving or something leading from the tip of her nose to her forehead. And that was when I was like, it's tape. The genius of this is that in the Harry Potter universe, if you don't know, Lord Voldemort, the leader of the Death Eaters, the man who murdered many people, murders many people throughout the course of the books, kills a child right there on the page, kills Edward from Twilight right there on the screen. Spoilers for a very old movie. Lord Voldemort is kind of a snaky guy. He's like part. He's got like some snake in him, I guess. I don't actually know why he's like this. He's dead at the beginning of the first book, but then he comes back to life. He gets reborn. And when he gets reborn, he doesn't really have much of a nose. He has kind of a snake nose. So what Sister has done here, and presumably Honey before her and Brother before her, anyone who's played Voldemort, or Grizzlymort, sorry, she's taken a piece of tape and used it to pull back her nose. And Mike, if you're watching along at home, You are seeing, hold on, I'm going to make this bigger. You are seeing the most absolutely terrifying image of me ever committed to screen. This is horrifying. But sister is Mike has drawn her lip going up just like mine is, her nose going up. Great Lord Voldemort. I will tell you this right now, though. This is very uncomfortable. The amount of pressure, ow, gosh, the amount of pressure it's taking to keep my nose in that position is like I could stand it for maybe a minute and then I'd be, it hurts. Like it's not comfortable. Kudos to any actor who has to do that. I assume all the Who's down in Whoville in that Grinch movie had to go through that. Now my nose is red because I just spent a minute with it pinned back with my finger. But that's commitment to a role. Like that's beyond just make-believe play. She has not only put on a costume, she's disfigured her face to appear more like the skull-faced Lord Voldemort. So it says, in the Cubs' next game, brother was Barry Potter, honey was Hermione, just Hermione, and sister was Lord Grizzlymore. You see her like holding her wand over her head, pointing it at the two Cubs, which is not something that ever happens in the book series, by the way. Not something that anyone ever does. Like, yes, Harry Potter ends up pointing his wand at Voldemort, but Hermione's not next to him. That would have ruined the ending. It's got to be one-on-one. There's a prophecy. So, spoilers for the last book in the Harry Potter series. At one point, he and Voldemort do point their wands at each other. Voldemort does not point his wand overhand like sister is doing. That's a great look, though. I like how she's doing that. But, so they play that. Here's the deal, though. Whoops. Final page in the book. Last page. Sister laughs wickedly, mwahaha, which is not something that Lord Voldemort ever does, as far as I remember. I am Lord Grizzlymort, the all-powerful, she says. Barry Potter and Hermione may win out in the end, but Lord Grizzlymort is a much juicier role. Now, great ending. She's wringing her hands together and giggling. Great ending. Mike clearly just wanted to write about this. That's all I get to. Mike just wanted to talk about how awesome it is to play villains, how villains are the best. It takes him a while to get around to that answer, but that's really what this book is about. This book's not about taking turns. This book is about realizing that the villain role can be a great role. The villain role can be better than the hero, can be better than the princess. Sometimes you got to play the villain. I'm going to do this face one last time. Here we go. It's fun. It's fun to do this face. I hope you're watching along at home, because not only are you getting to see me do this face, you're getting to see straight up my nose. Do I look younger like this? I think I look younger. It's a good look for me. It's a good look for me. So that's the Berenstain Bears Take Turns. I had to talk about Harry Potter in it. I'm not happy talking about Harry Potter. The author of the book series, Harry Potter, is a loathsome human being. A loathsome, wretched human being. And if you disagree with me on that, that's your prerogative, but you're wrong. Wretched human. Therefore, in the show notes, if you're listening, it's in the notes on your podcast player. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's in the show notes down below. I have links to many organizations you can give to. If, like me, you just felt kind of grisly, no pun intended, dealing with Harry Potter, especially this time of year when so many people need so much support, shelter, a friendly hand, someone to say, hey, you're cool, you belong, I'm glad you're here. That's it. So give if you can, use the resources if you need them. And let's forget we ever talked about this. Let's forget we ever talked about it. We don't have to talk about Barry Potter, as far as I know, anymore. Hey, Mike, there's other things out. Do that Bear of the Rings again. We like Bear of the Rings. Maybe some sort of like great play on The Abyss or Aliens Covenant. That's the only, for the reason that was Alien Covenant was the only. alien movie I could think of. That Long Legs movie, Bear Legs. Huh? Maybe a Bear Legs reference? People like that. Do people still like... I mean, I know your references kind of always come out a little late. Is it going to be like a... What's that? Ted Lasso? Is it going to be a Bear Lasso reference maybe coming up? Maybe, perhaps. Let me know. Maybe a reference to Severance. People like that, I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know what else the kids are into. They like that Wednesday. Bears Day, I guess you'd call it. That's fun, right? Is that what kids are watching? I don't know. Work TikTok into your thing. That'll be timely. I don't know. The Bears don't really take turns in this. I don't know if this is a good book. It's not the best. It's not the most memorable Berenstain Bears book. But it gave me an excuse to give to a bunch of organizations I should be giving to it anyway. So, that's the Berenstain Bears Take Turns. I have it. I have a copy of it around here somewhere. I also got a digital copy because I'm a completist. Also, I couldn't find my physical copy. But thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for taking part in this. If you made it past the beginning, if you didn't, I can't help you. I have another show. It's called something. I don't remember what. It's Del Toro Time that I do with Willow. I'll be on the road tomorrow taking Willow to get her driver's license. So that's something. It's 2.5 hours away. So wish me luck. It might be snowing. By the time you hear this, I'll be back. So that's whatever. In any case, thank you so much for being a part of this great journey, and I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.